all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. Raven, if you refer to your state where you are the governor as this, that is certainly all I need to know about you.
Florida is ground zero for the nursing home. I mean, we're God's waiting room. Mm. We have a huge number of facilities, a huge number of residents.
Florida's governor called his state God's waiting room. Have you ever heard of anybody refer to Florida as God's waiting room, Governor DeSantis?
No, but for many, many decades, we've known that it is, you know, a high area for retirees across the country.
Yeah, but God's waiting room? Doesn't that seem a little bit offensive?
It's the twilight of your life. I mean, you're going down there to enjoy it. What do you think happens after that, you know? This isn't an all dogs go to heaven type story here. We know what happens.
God's waiting room. Imagine you live in Florida and you're like, wait a minute. Am I going to die? Can you imagine? I think
that most people, rational people, know that at some point the inevitable will come to them. So,
God's waiting room? It's not a Zoom meeting that you put people in waiting rooms.
It's clearly clearly the guy's a bit dopey when he goes ahead and does these speeches. But they elected him, so that's their guy down there, right?
Okay, that's all I need to know about you.
Right. I mean, what are you going to do? If you're drinking beer and throwing cats during city meetings, that's all I need to know about you. Mm-hmm. Do you see the gentleman on the council in Vallejo was drinking beers, throwing them back during some Zoom meeting, I guess, with other city officials.
Yep.
And then picked up his cat and in an effort to be funny, I guess, tossed that cat and a thud was heard in the background there. And yes, he subsequently resigned shortly after that meeting because people were moving to get him fired.
Well, I think, you know, he got fueled by people egging him on because he was drinking. So they were taking advantage of him because he's drinking. I'm not defending what he did.
They're taking advantage of him?
Well,
he's the one that showed up on the meeting drinking and then tossed a cat. What are you talking about?
But that's exactly something that we would do. Like, if we had a meeting with our coworkers, not the cat thing, obviously, but if one of our coworkers showed up to a Zoom meeting drunk, what would we do? We'd be like, dance, get up, monkey. Let me see.
Yeah, but we're not elected officials.
Don't moon the camera.
Yeah, we're elected. We're not elected officials.
Well,
here.
And, you know. But what have we learned here today? Hold on, ready?
Florida is ground zero for the nursing home. I mean, we're God's waiting room.
Also, don't mess with cats.
There we go.
We learned those two things.
Yeah. A lot of weddings are being canceled, but Governor Cuomo in New York did say this.
What are we doing about marriage bureaus?
We are today signing an executive order allowing people to get their marriage licenses remotely and also allowing clerks to perform ceremonies over video.
Video marriage ceremonies. There's now no excuse when the question comes up for marriage. You can do it by Zoom. Yes or no?
He's so proud of himself. But maybe that Zoom wedding wasn't what you dreamed of. And that's why so many people are upset. It's Anna and Raven. What are you going to do?
I've got a couple or two that they actually rescheduled. And it looks like their rescheduled date will get canceled as well. Can you imagine?
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. We want to know what bad thing happened at your wedding just to make these people feel better. Like, sometimes it's not all rosy.
That's true.
Yeah.
We purchased over 450 cupcakes for my wedding when cupcakes were just becoming really the thing.
Yep.
So we paid a premium for these cupcakes. Guess what? We left with six trays.
Nobody wanted the cupcakes.
They all forgot. I mean, to their credit, they danced and they drank and then they didn't really need them and then they forgot. And then we were leaving for a honeymoon, 8 hours later, something like that after that? I mean, we only ate two trays and then we were sick.
Yeah. There are only so many cupcakes you can eat.
Right.
I was trying to think about it. I was like, what went wrong at my wedding? I lost my veil. That stunk, that's one of those things where like, I was like, oh, I wish I had my veil, but nobody knows where it went. It just mysteriously disappeared at some point.
You got a friend of me who kept it, maybe?
No, I just don't know. But it's so weird. It's like, out of all the things to lose, how do you lose your veil? Shouldn't it have been on my head? Like, what happened
to my
veil?
It's probably tucked in the fold of something else, right?
And then I asked on Facebook, and there were hundreds of hilarious messages of what happened, and we'll get to those coming up in a few minutes. But a lot of times the weather is an issue. Snowstorms where half the guests can't make it there.
Sure.
I got married in March, and I remember my father was so livid about me choosing that date because he's like, there's people flying from Italy, from all over the world.
Anything could happen.
And you're going to have a snowstorm. And the day before my wedding, it was 6 inches of snow, but it was like a warm day. on the day of my wedding, it all melted and everybody was able to make it. But there's so many people that had snowstorms on their wedding mm-hmm. that ended up half the people showed up. And that stinks.
You remember that ice storm we had on Halloween like a few years ago?
Yes.
Yes. Well, we had a wedding at Lighthouse Point Park. I was at a wedding where they have carousel there.
Yep.
And it was absolutely frigid. Mm-hmm. Absolutely frigid. And people still showed up, though.
Yeah. Another big thing is, which limos. How many limos have been in accidents or the limo driver didn't show up on time or the limo driver didn't come at all? There's like 17 messages. My big problem was that we had a bridesmaid's limo and we had a groomsman's limo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget it. The groomsman had so much alcohol stocked in their limo.
Yeah.
And we opened our limo. We went in and all there was one bottle of Prosecco.
What?
So I said to the guy after the wedding, I go, why wasn't there any alcohol? And I kid you not, he looked at me. He goes, well, usually the girls don't want to drink. What? I mean, what kind of nonsense
That's
is
a big
that?
Assumption there, my friend. Big assumption.
1-800-330-9999. What went wrong at your wedding? Maybe it wasn't your dream to have a Zoom wedding. That wasn't the plan. It wasn't the original plan.
What? You don't think so?
No. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You can call or text. What is that awful thing that happened to your wedding? Obviously, our heart goes out to everybody that had a wedding plan. It has to be rescheduled, postponed.
Or if you're doing the micro wedding thing now where there's like eight of you and you all stand across the lawn from each other.
Yeah, or they do the drive-by weddings. Right. They like yell and say congratulations to the couple as you fly by at a steady 25 miles per hour. So we decided we should talk about, you know, even though for most people you didn't get married during a pandemic.
Right.
There's still awful things that happen at weddings.
Sure,
it's not
sure.
always happiness, right?
We left 6 trays of cupcakes in the back of my vehicle for 12 hours at the hotel parking lot. Then we got on a plane 6 hours later after trying to eat 2 trays of them. By the way, they were like $5 a piece.
I don't know what happened to my veil. Just disappeared.
Gone. See you later.
My romantic car ride back to the hotel, I had scheduled like a special, like one of those Rolls Royce things to bring us back.
Oh, nice.
Except two of our friends were so drunk they had to come with us in the Rolls Royce.
Good.
That was a waste of money.
Right.
Just like Gabby, like, guys, are we
smelling
almost there?
Like vomit.
Are we almost there, guys?
I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Pull over. What? Come on. Where was your ride?
Right.
We asked on our Facebook page, what awful thing happened at your wedding? Kathy wrote, the florist thought it was the day after. So when my husband showed up at the church, they realized that there were no flowers there or at the hall.
Oh, my gosh.
Why did you spend all that money and then you show up and they're not there? You put a lot of faith in people to make those things happen.
It's absolutely true.
Jenny wrote, my mom started to choke and my uncle had to give her the Heimlich maneuver. I was at a wedding, 2 weddings actually, where ambulances had to come because something like this happened.
I saw a father of the bride fall on the floor, hit his head due to his high blood pressure medication and many, many, many Tito's vodkas.
Good.
Right.
No. Right.
Yeah, he left in that car.
Yep. Joanne wrote, my cousin's dad passed away about a month before my wedding, and at my wedding, she decided to do a tribute to her dad. I was so mad and embarrassed. Toasts in general are rolling the dice. When you have somebody, you give somebody a microphone at your wedding in front of the people that mean the most to you, you are really rolling those dice.
Control the order of performers. That is the thing I have seen over and over and over again.
Elizabeth wrote, my husband's grandmother got extremely ill, threw up everywhere. My mother-in-law decided to open my cards while I was taking money out of them for our honeymoon.
What?
She just started opening all my gifts. That stinks. I had my
mom,
uncle.
Mind your business. Right. And grandma, if you're going to throw up, go home.
Go in the bathroom at least.
I mean, come on, grandma.
And Suzanne wrote, the church burned down the week before our wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine?
Win. Okay, you win.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What happened at your wedding?
It was a really rainy day. My now wife decided to postpone everything for an hour, hoping for a break in the rain. Of course, on my luck, break never came, and we basically lost an hour of our wedding. The venue wouldn't extend the party that night, and believe it or not, the priest at the church actually gave me attitude as well, mm-hmm. which was off-putting and surprising, and they basically, long story short, they rushed us out as soon as we cut the cake.
Time is money, and it's that venues don't give you free hours because it rains outside, right?
Right.
It doesn't happen that
way. But did you even consult with anybody before you just postponed everything an hour, or you were just like, all right, guys, priest got nothing better to do today.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if you ever tried to negotiate with a wife on her wedding day, but I don't know about
Yeah, that's true. I get it. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was that awful thing that happened on your wedding day?
Oh, my God. You guys would not believe this. My DJ was drunk. It was horrible. Like, we had told him before the wedding, like, no rap music. My family's not into it. They're a little bit conservative. He starts playing rap music. My husband goes up and is like, hey, no rap. And he's like, no, I got this. I know how to throw a party. He was, like, belligerent, slurring his words, hitting on the women that were there. I mean, it was terrible.
So how much did you tip him? Just curious.
Yeah, no, there was no tip involved.
I normally try not to get offended when I read certain Facebook messages, like Facebook comments, you know?
Okay, you're talking about comments like on an Anna and Raven page, or like comments on your page, or just comments on somebody else's story?
Usually on the Anna and Raven posts.
Okay.
Yeah, I try not to, I like to like have a little bit of thick skin. But, you know, one of the big problems that I always have is like I always am dealing with my weight.
Right.
Weight is always a problem.
Right. Because somewhere somebody told you that you had to be 110 pounds. Be a model, huh?
Well, anyway, you may remember last week we spoke with an expert about how to avoid the quarantine 15, which is like the weight gain.
It's more like the quarantine 25, if you're asking most people I know.
Interesting you should say that.
Okay.
Because we posted it and somebody wrote underneath, it was a mean comment, but it was basically like, Who are these people that are gaining weight and what is wrong with them? You know, there's no excuse for you not to be eating healthy and exercising more because you have the extra time. And I read it. And I'm saying that much nicer than they said it.
Oh, okay.
Let's say it that way. And for
some reason, it's like everybody.
No, it's not. So then the study came out that caught my eye today and it made me feel so bad about myself. The quarantine 15 is a myth. 79% of Americans are not eating worse right now. It says that because 45% are cooking more, 25% of people are eating more fruits and vegetables, and there are more healthy routines being made like cardio, yoga, and getting more sleep.
I'm just going to point out to you that that's exactly what they want you to believe, all right?
Mm-hmm.
This is just another one of those magazines telling you you had to be in a swimsuit all the time.
And the
that's
people,
all it is.
No, Raven, it also says that the people that are eating worse or were the people that were already not eating healthy to begin with. And these are the people that have higher BMIs and they're less healthy. Remember when I said I had gained 2.5 pounds last week?
Yes.
The updated number?
Okay.
4.5 pounds.
All right.
So that's not good.
What do you want me to say? Yeah, it's not great, but I'll still sock whoever left that nasty comment right in the mouth.
But what do you think? Do you think that in general people are gaining more or losing more during this time?
I think most people are gaining weight. I do. I believe that.
Do you think it's just the people that we surround ourselves with?
Or that are
think,
gaining weight?
Yeah.
Well, you're not supposed to surround yourself with anybody right now.
Right.
The people in your small circle, this is also the hardest hit part of the world right now with all this stress and all this nonsense that's going on. So, yeah, it could just be the people in our neighborhood. And you know what? We'll all be fat together.
That's not the right way to go about this.
Well, at least we're friends.
No, starting today, we're going to eat healthy again.
Oh, God. My wife did the same speech last night. You know what that means? When I go home, I can have nothing but salad for lunch.
Oh, yeah, no, I already did. I bought so much salad. It's all going to be salad. Salad, salad, salad.
I can't wait till you're depressed again on Thursday and we're eating chocolate.
Well, that's a possibility. 1-800-330-9999. Which should be on our ditch list? Tana and Raven. I was thinking about this the other day. It's like when life goes back to quote unquote normal, whatever that new normal will be.
Reopening.
Yes. When that all happens and we get to go back out into the world, there's certain things we've learned from this pandemic. And for me, it's that we don't need to wear pants all the time. Not hard pants. You know what? Jeans.
Hard pants.
Hard pants.
That's what you're calling them now?
Yes, hard pants.
Any type
My hard
of pants.
Pants
that's actually...
Any pant that has a zipper doesn't need to return post-pandemic.
You know that I are deeply resentful and resistant to sweatpants. You know that about me.
It's
I mean,
so
we've
weird.
Known each other for 5 years now, and I really have a thing against sweatpants. To me, sweatpants, and I know that for most people, a lot of people, this is true now, but even in regular life, I feel like when a guy goes out in sweatpants into public, it says, I need a job. But it says you're not going to give me a job. That's what it says to me.
I think there's such a thing as fancy sweatpants. We've talked about this before.
Right.
My husband went out. My husband took several Zoom meetings the other day.
Mm-hmm.
International clients.
Right.
and he was wearing his emoji pajama pants.
Now, you can do that when you're, you know, in the Zoom world. When we're in the Skype world, you can do that type of stuff. But I'm not saying that that's good.
Then he took our toddler, our 17-month out, for a walk down the street wearing them. And I was horrified. But there's a difference between those and fancy sweatpants, which I think we should get to replace the you know, hard pants.
And I feel like yoga pants is like a uniform for...
Me?
Yeah. I was good. But there's other things that we could just, you know, not go back to having the way they be.
Right. Like what?
Acquaintance hugs. You know how, like, you feel like you've got to hug every single person that you run into?
Yep.
Maybe you don't have to. All right? Let's really think about it. If I don't know your last name, should I be hugging you?
And also, I think we should get rid of handshaking. Like, there's no reason to shake hands. No. You know I don't like handshaking.
You
got to
have the handshake.
No, you don't.
You got to have, to consummate the deal, you've what? Got to have the
consummate
handshake.
Consummate the deal?
You that's got, right.
That's disgusting.
That's right. Back in the day.
You know, I'm a
right
Zumba,
in the hand.
I'm a Zumba instructor, and I have a couple friends that love to do those partner dances. Like, every once in a while, they throw in, like, a dozy do.
Okay.
And I used to tell them, nobody wants to touch each other. And now, more than ever, I've proven to be right. Also, buffets, we should definitely ditch buffets.
No, I told you, I can't sign off on that. I know it's it could be a hot spot
breeding
for
danger. Breeding ground.
I know it could be.
Yep.
But it's also beautiful. How about modern airplane seating? Let's get rid of being on top of each other.
That's a good
Let's realign the rows here.
1-800-330-9999. What's on your ditch list? 1-800-330-9999. What's on your ditch list? You can call or text. It's Hannah and Raven. These are all the things that once this pandemic is over and life goes back to quote-unquote whatever that new normal may be, what are things that we've learned from this that we don't need anymore?
I'll tell you what. Dirty grocery carts. I actually want to have a wipe on a grocery cart every day from now until the end of my life that I have to use a grocery cart.
I do like the idea. Like, you know, sometimes the employees stand out there and they spray it down for you before. I like that.
Or they're standing there with the thing of wipes and they say, hey, have a nice day. Boom, you grab it. Boom, you're good to go.
Right. There is an article asking what else should be on the ditch list. And the basics were shaking hands and hugging were definitely things we should ditch.
No. I'm not giving up shaking hands.
No.
That's how you make a deal.
I don't like shaking hands. There's too much pressure. Like, if you don't have enough grip, then all of a sudden you're weak. And no.
You got a fishy handshake. That's why.
We've learned that washing our hands 700 times a day is sanitary, and there's no reason why I need to touch anybody else's hand, period.
Did we learn the word sanitary?
Sanitary. It's a combination of sanitary.
And what?
Tory.
Right.
Yeah, right. On the ditch list, buffets.
No.
You were saying you didn't want me to go to the fondue place when all this started.
That's right. But fondue is like you're having no. It's like
same
all your
thing.
No, it's like a 70s key party with your cheese. Mm. No, it's just no. Mm. All the cheese is naked at a fondue place. All right? Keep your clothes on at the buffet.
We asked on our Facebook page, what things should we ditch? Timothy wrote masks. We should definitely ditch masks. I never want to wear a mask again after this unless it's Halloween.
That's good. I'll have 10,000 of them stored in my emergency bunker.
Good. Susan wrote, traffic. I was thinking about this. Would we ever complain about traffic again? Or do you think that enough people will work from home after this that there won't even be any traffic anymore? Can you imagine that world?
I think it's going to come back strong, but I think a week or two into it, then you might see a little bit of dissipation again as people go, you know what? Working from home worked out pretty good. Go ahead and do it. I think what you're going to see is split weeks, too. I think you're going to have people that are going in 1 week, or they're going in 3 days, or they're going in, you know, I think that's going to happen more.
1-800-330-9999. What's on your ditch list? It's Anna and Raven.
Oh, my gosh. So many meetings. Like, what we finally learned is that there's literally no reason to have so many meetings in person. Well, we can just Zoom or, like, take care of everything on an email.
Right.
Right?
I heard about somebody that was running a loop video on their Zoom meeting so that they didn't even actually have to be sitting there for the Zoom meeting. I thought that was genius.
That's
hilarious. I thought that was genius. They did the same thing in a Keanu Reeves Speed movie with Sandra Bullock. I thought it was genius.
Yeah, I agree. Even our meetings, when they're here in the office, always last at minimum an hour. But when we're on Zoom at home, it's like 15 minutes and we're out. And I'm like, we've been wasting all this time, like, trying to come up with reasons to, like, sit in this room when we could just walk out and go back to our offices.
See ya.
Totally.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's on your ditch list?
For me, it's cruises, for sure, and public pools. I just feel like both of them are really gross, disgusting, and, like, dirty, you know? Like, breeding grounds for germs and like with a cruise, it's a million people that you don't know all together trapped on a boat. And then public pools, you're just kind of asking for trouble going to a public pool. I think you don't know who's there. You don't know about their hygiene. You're literally, it's like sharing a bath with a bunch of strangers.
I agree with that. I've always had a problem with public pools.
I mean, that's what
gross.
Bleach is for, but
yeah,
okay.
But still, you don't know who's going, you know, potty in the pool. It's
well,
like,
I want to smell that pool when I walk up. I want it to smell rich like shock. That's what I'm looking for. But
like you accidentally take a sip of it and you're like, oh,
what?
You don't
Who
know.
Takes a sip of the
sometimes
pool?
Sometimes it gets in your mouth. It gets in your mouth sometimes.
No. Mm-hmm. Learn to swim with your mouth closed.
I know, but it, sometimes you're both it just nasty. Happens. You lick your lips. Like that.
Don't lick your lips underwater. What's wrong
yeah.
with you?
I don't know. I'm with you on that one. Thanks for the call. I think this is crazy, but according to researchers, there's a good chance you won't even remember what it's like to live through a pandemic. It'll all be a blur.
Yeah, you'll just kind of, you know, blend it over in your head and you'll minimize it, as the human mind does with traumatic experiences anyways, too. You'll just forget things.
Right. Dan on Raven. In 1890, psychologist William James wrote that emotional events have a huge effect on our minds. They almost leave a scar upon the cerebral tissues. Now, that's for probably a lot of healthcare workers and those that work on the front lines, they're going to have that impact. But for the rest of us, they just kind of live in isolation and they're going through the motions.
Right.
It's going to become a blur. We're right. not going to remember it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what's going to be remembered at my grandparent-in-law's house is this whole owl spectacle. I told you that Alicia's grandmother's been following owls every day and keeping a journal on this.
Right. Well, the whole thing about journals is writing your pandemic journal. And that's what they're saying. The best way to remember is to write a pandemic journal where every day you make yourself notes so that when you go down 20 years from now, you want to talk to your grandkids about it.
Right.
You can read from your pandemic journal. Raven, have you been writing in your pandemic journal?
As a matter of fact, I have. Would you like an excerpt?
Yes, please.
While on one of our daily hikes, dear pandemic journal, I dove into the woods and ran into a broken branch while diving off the footpath to maintain 6 feet of distance for a senior citizen.
Oh.
This senior citizen did not stop or look back to see if I was okay.
That's your pandemic journal entry?
That's one excerpt. That's okay. From this past Saturday.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I have a bruise.
You have a bruise from
they
that?
They didn't even look back.
Let's see. Let me pull up yesterday's pandemic journal entry. Oh, here it is. Dear pandemic journal.
Right.
Today was day 29 of school at home, and I wanted to call in sick and get a substitute teacher, but apparently parents don't have that option. So instead, I sat my daughters Hayden and Dakota down, and we had a video day lecture. We watched The Crown on Netflix and learned about Great Britain's history. Oh, and then I continued, Raven. I spend most of the days like all the other days, eating potato chips and chocolate chip cookies, washing dishes. The pandemic is all about washing dishes nonstop.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The good news is I write, continue. Tomorrow is grocery shopping day, so I'll strap my homemade face mask that I created with dryer sheets and duct tape to my head and go scavenge for toilet paper and Lysol wipes.
Seems very in depth.
That's there. What your journal is. I mean,
you really shared there.
Yeah.
I've got another one for you here. This is a couple weeks back. Dear Pandemic Journal, today I threw a bag of rice at the feet of a toddler to trip them as we raced towards the last package of Bounty paper towels.
Oh.
Not my proudest moment, but thanks to social distancing, not witnessed by anybody else. So there you go, and I got the paper towels.
Oh, if we didn't write down in these pandemic journals, right, all of this would be a blur. Stuff. It would have been completely gone. Yeah. Right. Three things you need to know this hour. It's Anna and Raven. We talked about the toilet paper shortage, paper towels, banana bread being off the shelves, and the new thing that might be a problem. Meat.
I told you, bacon, man. This thing is coming. I told you.
Tyson Foods took out a full-page ad saying that the food supply chain is breaking and we could see a meat shortage by the end of the week. Now, many meat processing plants have closed because of COVID-19. So many of the workers have been infected. 25% of production is down across the country. And here's why one worker says so many were infected.
They didn't have enough material or masks and things like that to provide to us. So they would start giving us different types of rags and stuff.
So they're saying that they're doing what they can.
And that person's using a voice changer.
Oh, they're scared.
Because the unions are so strong.
Yes.
And the manipulation of the worker, it happens in plenty of workplaces, no question about it. But there is this pressure to say, listen, if you guys don't go to work, the food chain gets interrupted and things really change here in this country.
And the biggest concern that they had when they interviewed a lot of these people who all were in disguise was that they're doing all these checks.
Right.
But what if you're one of the infected people and you don't have a temperature?
You don't have any symptoms.
Yeah, and you make it pass and you're asymptomatic. Well, you're still now at risk of, and you have to be next to each other.
What do you normally
no
pay for?
Distance. distancing.
What do you normally pay for bacon?
I don't know, Raven. I have
this
no
past
idea.
Week, $8. $8
That's how much bacon
for a
is?
Thing of bacon.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, the number two thing you need to know this hour, the World Health Organization warned about this.
Children may be at relatively low risk from severe disease and death from COVID-19, but can be at high risk from other diseases that can be prevented with vaccines.
This has been a big thing trending with parents lately, is that a lot of parents are withholding vaccines from the kids, not because
sure.
they're anti-vaxxers or anything like that,
right.
but because they're afraid to take the kids to the doctor's
during
office.
This, right,
yeah,
right.
I'm one of those. So, Hayden, my 11-year-old, had her 11-year shots, her annual, that was scheduled back in March, and they called me and they said, what do you want to do? And I said, well, I don't want to leave my house.
Right.
So I didn't go. And then I started hearing this and I'm like, oh my gosh. So I actually called yesterday and I put her back on the calendar for, you know, later in May.
Yeah.
But I think that they have to get their vaccines. They have to get them on time.
I think it would be smart for people too to reconsider, because there are plenty of people that just don't believe in vaccinations, whether it's, you know, information that's come out or whether they think it does more harm than good. But I think that this is a time to really question yourself, is like, it's time to get all of them. It's time to get caught up. Do they have some side effects? Yeah, from time to time. Will they save your life? Quite possibly, more likely.
Number three thing you need to know this hour, is the opening near for us? The short answer is maybe and kind of. Nassau County Executive Laura Curran said this.
We are within striking distance of reopening parts of our economy.
And Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont said this.
And that means another 7 to 10 days, I think we can start making some announcements about places that we can go and places that can be opened.
And we are aligned with most of the other states, New Jersey's, right. in the Northeast, that are all saying, okay, we're getting a plan in action. You got to get 2 weeks on that decrease. And once you're on that decrease, little by little, and I mean little by little.
Yeah, you got to be careful here. I think there's going to be some hesitation on some people's parts, and then other people I think are going to be raring to go, ready to go. We're already seeing that the data says that America is kind of tired of this.
Fatigued,
now,
yeah.
It could work out great. Then again, we could definitely see some setbacks. Setbacks in certain areas doesn't mean that that's the way it will be all the way across the country either, mm-hmm. but it's going to be touch and go for a while there. But we're anxious. Everybody is anxious.
My brother and sister-in-law live in Texas, and
right.
I was talking to my sister-in-law last night, and their gyms and everything are reopening on Friday,
right.
but at 25% capacity. So her question, which is also my question, mm-hmm. is how do you enforce that? Like, is there going to be
right.
sign-ups? Like, you schedule a time? Or like, and I think that that's going to have to be something that's addressed case by case throughout
and
everything.
As a business owner, if you're at 25% capacity, it doesn't matter if you're a restaurant or a gym or whatever, are you actually economically viable?
Right.
That's a big question, too. So we'll have to see what happens. One thing that I tell you that I think that's going on here is that they don't want to do more stimulus checks. So they want to get this thing back up and running. So
yeah.
If I was you, I would consider going back to work if you have the opportunity to.
A lot of bad things happening out there. We get it. But we're not really down with that here with Anna and Raven. We always want to hear about the positive things that are happening in your community. And let's start with Yale students hard at work. What are they doing, Raven?
I don't know. Tell me.
They're creating new online dating apps for while you're in quarantine. It's
okay.
called OK Zoomer, which is kind of brilliant. Get it? Like OK Boomer, but
yes.
it's OK Zoomer.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah, okay. All
right. Yeah, thank you.
So what this does is it promotes distancing dating while you're 6 feet away, of course. And it focuses on where you'll be once you get out of quarantine and on personality traits. And here's one of the Yale students who created it talking about why they did it.
I think dating has really changed, maybe for the better, to where people have to really like look into conversations first and like really like build actual relationships as opposed to moving straight into the hookup phase that's super popular, at least on my college campus.
I was just thinking, though.
I don't think Yale's campus is any different than any other when
campus.
It comes to the hookup culture.
Well, I'm surprised, though. For some reason, I think Yale, you're finding cures for cancer and coronavirus.
Right.
What are you doing, OK Zoomer?
They should be more innovative. Which,
right.
by the way, it's a good idea, but I feel like it's kind of an obvious idea that was there.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we could create our own social network. Nope, that time's already passed.
A lot of pressure for Yale students. I was thinking about that.
That's
when
true,
I read
but
this,
you
I
signed
was like,
up for that.
I know. I was like, can you... You guys are really smart. Can you work on something more important?
Can you do better? Yeah, no, I get it.
Also, in really good news, look up today. This is exciting. Today, there will be a Blue Angels and Thunderbird flyover. The U.S. Air Force Air Demonstration Squadron, the Thunderbirds, and the U.S. Navy Flight Demonstration Squadron, the Blue Angels, are going to honor frontline COVID-19 responders and essential workers with formation flights over New York City, Newark, Trenton, and Philadelphia. The flyover is going to begin around noon, and about 12:20, it's going to be over Queens heading towards Long Island.
We've been amazed at just the tenacity, the dedication, the professionalism of our medical professionals. And as you know, it's a stressful time for everybody, but it's particularly stressful for all of our healthcare providers. And so we thought, what better way to show a support of solidarity, of our thank you, of our gratitude, than dedicating these flyovers to our medical community.
And it's going to be a beautiful day
for
it.
It's exciting, yeah. It's a gorgeous day. It's going to be 12 jets in formation.
Yay!
I mean, 12 fighter jets flying overhead. It's going to shake the buildings and the windows.
Oh, like, I can't
you are
wait.
Going to feel it. It's going to be exciting.
Tell those kids to get outside and get out, look up, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good boost. Check it out.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their problem is, and then you decide who's right. Jeff and Leslie. Leslie, let's start with you. What's going on?
So I started a TikTok, you know?
Oh, yeah. I have one, too.
Thing that the kids do. Yeah. So I've been, like, posting these videos, doing dances and whatever, and I'm doing it with our kids. Totally fun. We've like found a way to bond. It's great. I mean, I'm furloughed, so what else am I going to do? And it's kind of become like a really fun activity for us to do together.
So what's
wrong
with
that? What's the problem?
Well, Jeff is not happy about it.
Jeff, why? Why aren't you happy about it?
You know, it was a cute thing when it was just with the kids and stuff like that. And, you know, because a lot of it, I don't do that myself. I've seen some of it, but there's a lot of, you know, singing along and lip syncing stuff. It's, you know, that's fun, but it's not always with the kids. And there's like, now there's like sexy transformations and special effects. And, what? You know, there seems to be a concern about how many views and stuff. And it seems like a weird thing. And I know there's nothing else going on right now. Maybe.
No, but I mean, but it's like part of the thing. I mean, it's like part of the you know, yeah, you like look at the views. The more views you get, the better it does. And it's like just part of the fun of it.
What is a sexy transformation on TikTok?
Anna, please
fill me in.
Well, I mean,
no.
You know, do you pop it? I forgot what they say. Pop it?
Oh, no. I saw there was a phrase.
Yeah, there's a pop.
There's a phrase.
Hold on. If I text my daughter, she'll tell me right now.
Right.
There's certain things that you can do to be a little bit sexier.
Thing. You throw a blanket up in the air, and when the blanket falls down, all of a sudden you're like this sexy person. It's, you know, it's...
I don't know, but it seems like you're upset about it, right? I can understand why you're upset.
It's
I mean, it's fun, though.
I mean, it's fun. It's not like we're, like, really being inappropriate. It's fun.
Jeff, maybe resenting a little bit of the attention that is being thrown your way, or maybe it's your seeking of the attention that bothers him.
Mm. No, maybe
when I see the kids moping around and they're like, what's up? And they're like, oh, mom's on TikTok again. And it's like, you know.
Now he's putting it on the kids.
I've been saying forever.
Oh, come on.
My toddler gets in the way of me really breaking it down. Every time I'm really getting into something, she just pops into the photo and I'm like, gosh, now I got to redo it again.
Did you get the term?
Throw it back.
Throw it back.
Yeah.
That's it. I knew it.
Throw it back.
Now you got to throw it back. That's true.
Throw it back.
Well, what we do is ask our audience what they think, and they may see Jeff's side that, Leslie, you're a mom, and he thinks it's a little bit inappropriate how far you're taking it, especially because the kids aren't in all your TikToks. You know, you're doing a lot of them on your own, too. But they may see your side, too. Who cares? You're having fun. You're home. You're doing something that the kids are doing, and you're having a good time. Back off. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah. Sure.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Leslie is a 42-year-old mama, and she's home a lot. She's been furloughed from her job. So what has she been doing to pass the time? Same thing a lot of us have been doing, making TikToks with our kids. Problem is, her husband Jeff says that it's obnoxious, and he thinks that she tries to get too sexy, and it's embarrassing, and he wants her off the app.
Well, when it was her and the kids, it seemed like he was more on board. Now it's more of her own solo stuff and collecting some likes, and she's getting some follows or whatever happens on TikTok. And, he's a little bit jealous, it seems like.
It's Anna and Raven. You can call or text. Let's see. Let's check the text line. It's good, clean, fun. Let her do it. He's got to relax. There are a lot worse things for sure. Another text message. Oh, my God. Let her do her TikTok. It's totally for adults, too. Maybe Jeff needs to get a TikTok.
Hmm. Is it the same as taking your wife to the local bar and she dances on it?
No, I don't think so. Because most of the time, you're like just wearing tie-dye sweatsuits on TikTok. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999.
Hi, I'm on Jeffrey's side. I think Jeffrey definitely had a point regarding saying like the sexual transitions and everything. I definitely thought that was definitely suited for what he was saying. Absolutely.
What would a sexy transition look like for me, Anna? What should I do with that?
Well, we're going to throw it back. We're actually going to make our video today where you're going to throw it back.
Oh, I don't know if I should do that. I'm a married man.
Right. No, you're going to throw it back.
It's going to bring too much attention.
Sexy. Well, we're going to give it a whirl. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I am on his side. I thought I was the only one going through something like this, but my mom's on TikTok and she's 60.
Is she a sexy 60? Let's be real.
No. She's 60.
I mean, you can't ask somebody. What's wrong with you? Ask him if his mom is sexy? What's wrong with you?
I think that when you've got a hot mom, you know it.
Yeah,
I'll just say that.
TikTok isn't all about being sexy. That is a negative connotation because I've done plenty of TikToks and I am certainly a lot of things.
Well, that's why Jeff's upset.
Does she have a lot of followers, though?
Does she have more followers than you do?
She has more followers on TikTok than I have on everything else combined.
Wow.
But I think they're like laughing at her. It's more like, check out this old lady. She does these weird dances. I don't know. It's a total nightmare.
Tell yourself whatever you need to. You are totally jelly.
Right.
Tell yourself.
Jealous of her mom's followers.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jeff, our audience agreed with you. Leslie, there's one thing between, like, enjoying the app, and there's another thing by taking it too far and embarrassing your husband.
All right. I just don't get it, but okay, fine.
Jeff, you got to feel better about this now that you've dimmed the creative light of Leslie.
Yeah, I didn't mean to dim her creative light. It's, you know, and you're right. I do feel a little embarrassed, but you know, if you get on YouTube and look up TikTok, a lot of it is cringy old people on TikTok. You can find plenty of views, and I just don't want her ending up on them.
Oh, I'm looking up hot Leslie mom now on TikTok. That's what I'm looking up.
Throw it back.
I'm not cringy old.
Right.
Throw it back, Leslie, on TikTok. That's what I'm looking up right now.
If you have a problem too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Beat Raven in pop culture trivia and win. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hey, Anna, it's Pepsi.
Hey, Pepsi. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Awesome. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Pepsi.
All right.
But not too much.
Yeah. Pepsi is a previous champion. Let's see if you can take Raven down this morning. I think you can. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we give you $100 to Duncan. You ready to play?
Ready to play.
Number 1, actor Wilmer Valderrama started an Instagram live series called 6 Feet Apart to highlight the people working on the front lines of the pandemic. He played the character Fez in what longtime running comedy?
That 70s Show.
Yep. Number 2, Tom Selleck said he would join a Friends reboot reprising his character Richard Burke if he was asked. Whose love interest on the show did Selleck play? Whose love interest on the show did Selleck play?
I don't know that one.
Number 3, that's the one I was sure he didn't know. All right, Tom Hanks wrote a heartfelt letter to a young boy in Australia that was bullied for having the name Corona. Hanks told the boy that he has a friend in me. What animated movie where Tom Hanks voices the main character is that line from?
Toy Story.
Number 4, Netflix announced a new Michelle Obama documentary called Becoming. What number president was Barack Obama?
44.
Number 5, Lea Michele is pregnant and expecting her first baby with her husband. What TV show did she star in as Rachel Berry?
Lea Michele. I know this one. Hold on. It's the one where they sing and... Glee.
There you go. All right, let me bring Raven back in. Come on, Raven.
Yo.
Let's see. Pepsi got 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 is pretty good.
Number 1.
See how I do.
Actor Wilmer Valderrama started an Instagram live series called 6 Feet Apart to highlight the people working on the front lines of the pandemic. He played the character Fez in what longtime running comedy?
That 70s Show.
That's right. And by the front lines, people working on them, I'm talking about like truck drivers, grocery store employees. So it's like those that we don't get a whole lot of recognition right now, which is great.
Yeah, don't let him talk to your girlfriend too long, though. He's Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Yep. Number 2, Tom Selleck said he would join a Friends reboot reprising his character Richard Burke if he was asked. Whose love interest on the show did Selleck play?
This is Friends, Courtney Cox. Courtney Cox's love interest.
What's the character?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
It's
I didn't watch
it. It's Monica.
Monica.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number three, Tom Hanks wrote a heartfelt letter to a young boy in Australia that was bullied for having the name Corona.
Right.
Hanks told the boy that he has a friend in me. What animated movie where Tom Hanks voices the main character is that line from?
Toy Story.
That's right. Number four, Netflix announced a new Michelle Obama documentary called Becoming. What number president was Barack Obama?
44?
Yep. And number five, you need this one, a Thai Pepsi. Leah Michelle is pregnant and expecting her first baby with her husband. What TV show does she star in as Rachel Berry?
Glee, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Pepsi. Ooh. He tied you, but we're going to send you another Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I didn't hear the question right. I didn't know it was a friend show.
Yeah, that's all right, Pepsi.
I just never watched it, so my excuse is not as good.
This is Pepsi, and I cannot beat Raven.
Better luck next time.
Got another shot for you to get the cheat sheet. The first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. That's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour today. And if Pepsi would have had that cheat sheet, he would have won.
Mm.